Hello and welcome back.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Just the Tea with
Justin
and Justine. So we're here again. We've got another new microphone set up because my lovely sister, Hannah, shout out to Hannah.
Sponsor us.
She basically did sponsor us.
No, oh my God, she is.
Bought me this another new microphone for Christmas.
She's our number one fan too, right?
She is. She's our number one fan, yeah. I would say. To shout out to my sister. I love you very much, Hannah.
I love you too, even though I've never met you.
You will meet her. But she got me a new microphone for Christmas, so it's a very fancy one. So we are trying that out today, seeing how that works. So, yay!
Yes!
Yes! So we have just been sitting here while we were going to start recording, but then we made pizza to eat, and then we started watching this show called Couple to Thruple. It is on Peacock. I watched the first episode right before Justin got here, and then now we've been watching it. It's about a bunch of couples who are deciding if they want to be in a thruple. And so they get to choose a single to join their couple. And then, of course, it's like all this drama because, you know, it's thruples. And then also the other singles that don't get chosen get to stick around, and then they have parties, and then they get to decide if they want to swap for a new...
Yeah, look what the third episode is.
Jealousy. The thruples participate in their first stay or swap ceremony and make some huge decisions. Yes. Yes!
So, what's her face is out.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's her name?
Sanu. Yeah. So, yeah, spoilers. The first three episodes have dropped. So, it's on Peacock. It's called Couple to Thruple. It's definitely...
Sponsor us,
Couple to Thruple. It's definitely rated R. There are boobs. There is sex. There is all sorts of stuff.
Although, it's a lot of fun.
When
they show the thruple, the gay thruple...
Yeah.
Like, those weren't real moan sounds because that's not how gay men have sex. Trust me, I would know.
Oh. Well, you know, it's thruple sex. So it's different. But, yeah, so there's four couples... three of them are a guy and a girl couples, but then one of them is a gay couple. And, well, one of them is gay, the other one, so he says that one of them is bisexual, the other one says he's gay, but also don't knock it till you try it sexual. So, like, willing to try with a girl, because his partner, who's bisexual, dated women until he met him, and then he started dating him, so he's the only guy he's ever dated, and so he's like, well, I might want to have him try being with a girl, and he's like, oh yeah, maybe I will, but they picked a guy, ultimately, but now already, by episode two, he's being, like,
narcissistic.
Terrible, he's being emotionally abusive, because they did this exercise, because they also have a therapist there that's working with the couples.
As they should.
Yes, well, because usually it's like, here, we're just throwing you to the wolves. We're just like, we want to get the most drama possible.
Right.
Like,
but
we don't care if we ruin your relationships.
This
we don't
is
care.
All, like, mentally and emotionally. Like,
yes, because they're really trying...
Just to fuck you up.
They're really trying to make them think about it. Like, is polyamory really for you? Or... do you just, you know, like to have a threesome on occasion and call it a day? Like, because it's different when you bring someone into your relationship. Like, how is it going to work? What kind of boundaries are you going to set? Like, all sorts of different stuff. So it's really interesting. And they're making them really think about these questions as a couple together. So the two guys, though, so they did this therapy session where they had all the couples... choose one person to lay on this chair. And then the single, the new thruple... Mosby, can you not choose the squeaky toy right now? We are talking about thruples here, okay? It's like, but I want Uncle Justin to play with me because I know you're recording right now.
I know.
You've got Mosby bringing you toys. You've got Lucy crawling on you.
This is what it's like having children.
Yeah, literally. Oh, you got it away from him.
No, but...
Oh, my God. so you just jumped up and grabbed the toy.
But no, when I got it away from him, I accidentally hit Lucy.
Oh. She's all right. She's fine.
Oh my god. It's just pure chaos over here.
Literally.
Look at it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Now he knocked over the ring light. Because Justin's going to try to videotape. This is what's going to happen. Can we pick a non-speaky toy hose? Please.
Anyway, couple the thrubble.
Anyway. Oh my god.
Sponsor us.
Yes, couple the thrubble.
We'll talk about it more if they sponsor us, and we'll review episodes, and we'll interview people from the show.
Actually, that would be really fun. We could watch Couple of Thruple and review the episodes. I would love to watch some TV show and review the episodes, because that's, like, the podcasts I listen to, yes. Like, Watch Your Crappins. That's what they do.
I would love to do that. Me and my stepbrother, Zach, really wanted to do that with the Mighty Morphin
Power Rangers. Yes, I know. You've talked about that before.
I've asked my friend Sam, but we haven't started it yet. We want to do it.
To Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, I already told you that.
Yep.
Damn. Forget it.
I mean, well, I would do, if we picked a show, I would do that. We could pick a different show, but that's for another time.
Yeah.
We will choose a show.
We could do How I Met Your Mother.
I mean, we could.
What would
we
call it?
How I Met Your...
Podcast?
How I Met Your Podcast. Jesus. We could just do it on here. It doesn't have to be a whole separate podcast.
No.
Then it's like a whole other thing. But How I Met Your Podcast. That's pretty
clever,
funny.
Though. Mm-hmm. I'm so good with names, because who's the one that came up with Justin D with Justin and Justine? Technically me.
Was it?
Technically me.
Yeah. Was it? Didn't we both kind of come up with it?
Well, I was like, you're like, I want like a T. I was like.
No, I said I wanted something with just.
Yeah.
Because we're Justin and Justine.
And it's like, oh, we're going to like spill the tea.
Yeah.
And like, I realized your name rhymed with T. So I was like, what about just the T with Justin and Justine?
Justine rhymes with T?
Kind of.
No, it doesn't. Kind of. We have to go back and look at the text.
Together.
I feel like we decided, because you said something about the T,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, but I want to play off of something with just.
Yes.
And so we had a couple things, like spilling the tea with Justin and Justine. I'm like, or just the T with Justin and Justine. And you agreed. You're like, I like just the T. And then we...
Okay.
So it was like a mutual...
Fine.
A mutual creation. God. But How I Met Your Podcast, that's all you. You've heard it here, folks. Oh, my God. Oh, Sookie.
Now Sookie's just being so cordial.
She looks so sad. Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. What do we want to talk about on this episode? I wanted to talk about, actually...
Well, I was going to say, well, Justine and Adam were super nice and supportive and came to my improv show last night.
Aww. Yes, we did go to your
really
improv show.
Because also my high school best friend was there and I forgot to introduce you to her.
Aww. I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault.
Aww.
Because, like, you guys left. And then I was like, oh, and I literally went to go sit right next to her after you guys left. I was like, wait, come back.
Whoops.
I literally forgot to introduce you to my high school best friend.
Was she sitting near us?
No, she was sitting in the seats.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, we didn't
see her. She never comes to my shows, and she really wanted to come to this, because she's also friends with my friend Pete.
She should come to the shows.
And so, like, it really meant a lot that she was there.
Well, good. Then you had lots of
support. The only person that was missing, well, obviously my parents, but whatever. My dad's so fucking petty. We're not going to get into that.
Wow.
Because he used to be on the team, but now he's like, he's just so politically incorrect.
Oh. So,
and he's
yeah,
like,
we don't
and he's
want
like
that.
I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. I was like, then don't.
Well, you know.
If you're, like, already conscious that you might, then don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that shouldn't stop him from coming to the shows to see you.
Right,
them,
but
like,
he gets jealous because he's not in it.
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we know where the diva attitude comes from.
Tell me about it. Although, I'm really excited because you know how we're going to spend our birthday next month? Because his birthday is March 7th, mine's the 23rd.
Yeah.
We're going to a DC versus Marvel drag brunch.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, yeah, because last year you went and saw Lucy LaDuca, didn't you? Or was, no, that was
her Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Because you guys took me to the Britney Spears drag dinner.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of drag brunches next month you want to go. I know we're going to this one.
The Housewives drag brunch.
Which is completely sold out.
Oh my god. Of course it is. Of course it is.
And
I picked the later show, so hopefully we get to like chat afterwards. Because we're going to meet Whitney Rose. Whitney Wild Rose. And you've been watching Salt Lake City.
Yes, I have. So. I love Whitney. And I love Heather. And I just feel so bad for Heather. And I'm so proud of her in the first season because she's really come a long way from the first episode to, like, opening up her skin place.
The Beauty Lab and Laser.
Oh, yeah. Have you looked at her website?
No.
The prices aren't as bad as I thought. They're expensive, but they make sense.
I mean, that's all Beauty Lab. Yeah. Like, if you go to a spa or any type of place, it's going to be a few hundred dollars for all these treatments. I thought it was going to be,
like, outrageously stupid expensive.
No, it's in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, these prices
are... It's not in L.A.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, like, the cheapest thing you can get is, like, fillers and Botox. It's oh, that's actually very affordable.
How much is it?
I can't remember. Off the top of my head.
Is it, like, $1,000? Or, like, less than that?
Less than that.
Less than that?
Yeah. I mean, like, I saw fillers. I think it said, like,
$25. $25 for fillers?
Like, for, like, a, like, not for a complete set, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how it worked. I looked at it.
Wow. I mean, not that I necessarily want any fillers or anything, but, like, $25 for fillers? No wonder people go get their lips pumped up and stuff all the time. Like, because that's... I guess I'm not sure, because I know Botox you have to go in and do repeatedly, because, like, it wears off. Because Botox freezes your muscles, so then it essentially stops the wrinkles from forming.
Yeah.
But fillers, I don't know how often you have to, like, redo them, or if it's just, like, once they're there. Like, I don't know enough about it. But
hang on. Keep talking. I'm going to look it up right now.
You're looking up Beauty Lab and Lasers prices? Oh, my God. Oh, I just got in the mail also. I ordered off of Etsy 2 art prints.
Yes.
Of the Salt Lake City season 4 finale, where they're all hugging each other and it looks like the Last Supper. And then also the moment where Heather tells the ladies about Reality Bounties about Monica on the beach.
A lip flip is $75. I was wrong. A mini lip plump is $355. A full lip plump is $650.
Okay, that sounds more like what I was expecting. So not $25.
No, Jesus. I don't know where I got the $25.
Well, yeah, what's $25? I'm like, I'll go do something for $25 just to try it.
They have Sculptra.
I don't know.
Mini chin up is $600, which doesn't seem that bad.
No. Depending on how long it lasts.
Yeah.
That's because it's like if it's something you have to do constantly.
Beauty Lab butt lift, $6,000. That seems pretty cheap for a butt lift.
A Beauty Lab butt lift, though. But, like, what does that mean? Because they don't do surgeries.
Yeah.
So that's, like, how long will that
last?
That's
true. How much is it? Last. Everyone is different, but it helps simulate your body's own tissue, so last. You can expect to maintain your BBL look for 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years. Okay, that was longer than I was expecting. I was figuring it was going to be like 6 months. Still not an investment. I know, don't think I'm ready for, but...
Oh, no.
that is cheaper than I would have expected, so...
Oh, airbrush spray tan is $35.
$35. That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
For airbrush spray tan?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so if we ever go to Salt Lake City, maybe that's what
we'll do. A cupcake facial is $99.
I've never had a facial.
There's a phantom facial. Oh, the phantom facial, like the...
Oh, the, like, LED mask. Oh, yeah.
$199? Okay.
All right. Well, if we go to Salt Lake City, like, we're going to go to Beauty Lab and Laser.
Not that I'm saying, like, I would ever...
Sponsor us. Yeah. Beauty Lab and Laser.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
A B12 energy shot is $20. A fat blaster is $40.
Okay.
A B12 energy shot plus a fat blaster is $50.
Okay.
So, like, these are not bad prices. They're very reasonable for what you would get, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's... All right. You heard it here.
Not that I'm going to drop $6,000 right there.
For
right there,
a BBL there. Yeah. In Salt Lake City?
Well, I would
well but if Heather gives it to me, maybe right. That might be worth it.
My God, Whitney's there like in every single episode. I was like, God damn, Whitney, what else are you getting done to your face?
Oh, yeah. She looks great.
She got her boobs done for the reunion, which I thought was hilarious.
Yep. And she looks great.
And she's like...
And we're going to see her in a week, in a day.
It was so funny because Andy called her. I was like, Whitney, your boobs look a little higher than
Oh my God, Andy loves to point out all the women's boobs jobs and all the things.
So there was a question from someone from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, they always say so and so from Madison, so and so from Eau Claire. Like,
yeah, but
I
know an Andrew from Eau Claire.
Well, they'd reach out to him and be like, "Hey, did your question get on to?"
Yeah, but would he know? They wouldn't be like, "Oh, we're going to ask your question."
No, yeah, they tell you.
Oh, they do.
I think they do because
also if you submit a question, you're probably watching the episode.
Yes, like sure. You'd be like, "Oh my God, that was my question."
Like, I'm sure he doesn't just randomly go online and like, "Oh, I wonder how." For this random thing I've never heard about. And then see, like, if you submit a question, you're gonna watch.
Yeah, you're gonna pay attention to what. You don't know what it's like.
Has he gone to prison or something recently? Oh, like, is
well,
that it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's one of the things he does on the reunion. It's like, so-and-so from this place wants to know and then asks a question. So on the recap...
And they're so, like...
Generic. They're generic.
The answers are so generic. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, the questions. Yeah, like... How did this make you feel when you saw this thing?
No, like, I'm talking about, like, when he asked, like, the fan questions.
Yeah.
The housewives' answers are so generic.
Sometimes, depending on what
they
the
don't really
is.
Confirm or deny. And it's just like, oh, my God.
Well, and on the recap Watcher Crappens episodes that I listen to, the podcast, they always... Because they're, like, recapping it, like, line for line. Like, this happens, and then this happens, and this happens. So when they do the reunions, they'll be like... Dust from Buster wants to know, la da da, like, or, like, they just come up with all these stupid-ass things, like, Salt from Teen wants to know.
Also, what, like, why wasn't Mary ever in this season?
In...
Season 1.
Season 1?
Yeah. She was in, like, 3 episodes, I swear.
Was she not in Season 1? Okay,
she's
so...
She's in Season 1.
Season
she's,
1...
She's the main... She's in the main cast, but, like, she did... Well, she said no to going to Vegas... So that was a couple episodes, but like every time all the girls would hang out, she was not there because she didn't want to spend time with Jen Shah.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
And season one was a little bit different because it was like before COVID, like they were getting things ready, and then COVID stuff kind of started to happen. So you'll see that because it affected the way that they had to produce it. It affected, like, all sorts of things. So that might be part of it. Because then they also didn't know.
She wasn't in her house a lot.
They didn't know, like, who was going to be an actual housewife, who was going to be a friend of, who was going to be, like, kind of until they started airing it.
Well, yeah, you could tell in the reunion that's when COVID really hit because they're all separated.
Yep.
Like when they do behind the scenes makeup stuff, they're all wearing masks.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, instead of a
what
couch.
A time in our lives.
I know. Instead of a couch, they all have their own the chairs.
They have their own little chairs. Do they have the dividers or they're just in the chairs?
No, but like they have to like, they cannot stand up or like get to, they can only take their mask off when they sit in their chair.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. What a moment in history.
Right.
So yeah, Salt Lake City. Watch it. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's good stuff. I've got...
It's really good, actually. It was a very triumphant first season.
Mm-hmm. And then it just gets better.
But, like...
My friend Sydney's watching it. Shout out to Sydney.
I know. My friend Ashley watched all 4 seasons in, like, a fucking week.
Yes.
Shout out to Ashley. I'm so proud of her because, like, I've been wanting her to watch Housewives shows forever. She finally broke in. And now she, like, went... She just jumped straight into Vanderpump Rules.
Well, hell yeah, because once you're in, man.
I know. But I was like, she's like, should I watch... She goes, should I watch Vanderpump Rules first or Beverly Hills? I was like, well...
Vanderpump.
I mean, I was like, you could start Beverly Hills because that's where Lisa comes from.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to watch...
No,
And she's like, actually, I'm going to start watching Vanderpump. I was like, okay. Because
that's what everybody's talking right now.
Right.
And it's new. It's airing. The newest season is airing. So it's like, oh, my God.
I was like,
it's so good.
She does have a
it's so
lot.
Good.
She does have a while to catch up, though.
Did you hear about Ariana? So, what we talked about, because Ariana is in...
Chicago.
Right now, is on Broadway doing the musical Chicago. Yep. She's not in the city of Chicago.
No, she's
in the musical Chicago.
Starring
in the musical Chicago on Broadway in New York.
Yes.
But her opening week is the highest grossing week for Chicago ever in the show's history.
She even beat Jinx Monsoon?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, people are coming in droves to see
Ariana.
That's how
Chicago's been on Broadway for so long, because of their stunt casting.
Yes,
because
they could just throw somebody in that everybody wants to see. They don't necessarily care what they're even seeing. They just want to see the person. And the musical lends itself
and
to that.
And Chicago
very well.
Does very, very well in their stunt casting, I will say.
It lends itself to it super
Rouge
well.
Needs some work. Because they're doing
I still want to see that.
They're doing stunt casting now, and now Boy George is playing like the MC of Moulin Rouge, but he's not doing well at
Boy
all.
Boy George,
yeah.
He's... I mean, I know he can sing, but he's got... He would give the weirdest, creepy energy.
Oh my God, you have to watch... Next time I see a video, I will show it to you. His eyes are so creepy. They move so weirdly.
Do you know his thing? Like, from the 90s, he got in trouble for... He had hired an escort.
Yes, and
but
beat him up, right?
He beat him up, and he handcuffed him to a radiator in the hotel room.
Jesus.
Yes! So, like, oh, okay, what are you gonna do? Like, handcuff your makeup team to a radiator? I don't know. That's terrible. But Boy George is fucking weird. He shows up on Beverly Hills Housewives all the time because he's friends with Dorit and PK. Yes, PK was his manager for a while. I don't think he is anymore.
Oh,
Dorit's
like,
husband, PK. So Dorit went to London over, I think it was in December. I don't know if it's still running, but they had a panto show of Peter Pan that was starring Boy George as Captain Hook. And then Dorit, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, was a... singing mermaid in the show, and she sang "My Heart Will Go On" while on roller skates and while being hit with cream pies.
Sounds like a dream I've had before,
right? So apparently I have to look up the clips of that, but
also the fact that Jen Shah has 4 fucking assistants.
Oh, that becomes... So all of her assistants, keep an eye on that. Because also keep an eye on everyone that she talks about who works for her. They work for her. Oh, this guy's employed by me. I pay him. Da, da, da. She makes lots of references to that. Once she gets in trouble, all of a sudden, well, none of these people actually work for me. They're just my friends. They don't work for me. I never said that.
She denies so much that she's actually done.
Yes.
And, like, the receipts are there. She still fucking denies it.
Well, and I'm pretty sure, probably for her case, and I know for Erica Jane's case...
She's a pathological liar.
Yes. But Bravo submitted their footage to, like, the FBI.
Because
it's, like, it's evidence.
Well,
it's
also,
submitted as
also
evidence.
Also, Bravo fucking has to.
Yeah, well, but how crazy is that we've come to a day and age where... Bravo, like a reality TV show.
Well, it's
channel.
Jen's fault for going on a show when, like, she's doing something illegal.
I know, but the fact that a Real Housewives show, they had to... So someone in the government, the FBI, had to sit there and watch all of this Real Housewives footage, like, to get information for their case. Like, that's just
so
there is
meta
some federal investigator somewhere who has seen more... unseen Housewives clips
than I will ever see.
Than any of,
like,
us will ever see.
And I am jealous.
Honestly, that's a slay.
Right? It's just like, it makes me laugh so much. Like, and then hearing there was a senator that used the receipts, proof, timelines, screenshots.
I still want to try to do that TikTok.
With Whitney Rose.
With Whitney.
We'll see. I'm wondering how much time they'll give us with her when we do the meet and greet.
Yeah, but also, like, remember how we stuck around afterwards?
So maybe we can try to do the TikTok after.
Yes.
Because we're at the later show, so we'll hang around.
Because we got to hang out with Olivia Lux for a long time.
And we'll see if Whitney Rose, if she has, like, a security detail and stuff that might, like, whisk her away, but hopefully not. We'll just put it out there that we get to hang out with her.
But also, like, she
loves, and it's going to be fucking cool.
she loves drag.
So I know, so that's I want to talk to her about drag.
She would like. I feel like she would like stick around.
Yeah. So I want to talk to her about drag.
What does she have to do? Unless
be like, hey, we can show you the town. Unless
Flip Phone has her on a tour.
She is on a tour.
Okay, then she might have to leave.
Well, then we'll just... We're putting it out there that she can hang out and talk with us and at least...
Maybe her tour bus will get a flat tire.
And I'll get a selfie with her in addition to my nice Flip Phone picture. Because I like selfies better. Yeah. But,
I don't know. Your guys' pictures always turn out well on meet and greets. And I just look like a canned ham.
No, that's how I feel like I look like. I hate your guys' pictures
always look so cute.
Oh, well, thank you. I think your pictures always look really cute. It's just we both have the same thing. We don't like to look at pictures of ourselves. Because it's like you just... Every person looks at themselves and just sees the most critical thing. Like, and that's not what somebody else is going to see when they look at it. They're going to see, like, oh my God, look how cute you look. You look so happy. Blah, blah, blah. But I look and I'm like, oh, I'm 100 pounds more than I used to be. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, all the things.
No one told me the camera adds 3,000 pounds.
Yeah. Who should have told us that? Where's that person? God damn it.
Anyway, have a lot to talk about.
Yes, I wrote down so many things and we're 25 minutes in and I haven't talked about any of them, but that's fine. So really what I wanted to talk about was my Adam's Mexico trip.
Yes, please. We
kind of brought that up last time, but so me and Adam about a month ago now, 3 weeks ago, went on a week long.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah, because it's February already. It was in January. Wow. We went on a week-long trip to Mexico. Adam's parents. It was part of our Christmas present. They took us to a resort. It was an all-inclusive resort, and it was amazing.
The videos I saw looked really good. I'm sorry, you're not boring me. I'm just tired.
The weather was amazing. We were right on the ocean. It was... family and friend resort, so there was kids around and stuff too, but like it was we were in the pool bar. That was where we spent most of our time. That was all adults, obviously, because it's you can't have kids by the bar. But it was so fun because I've never been to an inclusive resort or anything like that before, so it was a different experience to truly have everything be included. Like everything in the fridge in our hotel room was included. There was a full bar in our hotel room. Like we were tipping, you know, where we were going. So they did accept tips, so we would tip here and there.
Okay,
and stuff.
So like they would come and fill it up.
Yeah, although in our mini bar was just drinks, but that was housekeeping would fill it up. We left housekeeping to tip at the end.
Okay.
But it was really nice. And the food, I would say the food wasn't amazing. It's not like the best food I've ever had in my life, but it was always available. Just huge buffets of like every selection you could imagine. Like, so it was great. And they had a big espresso machine, so I got coffee every morning. We'd sit and eat breakfast and watch the birds. That was actually one of my favorite parts. Did you love my bird videos? These birds, which I looked up the names of all these animals because I took pictures of them and showed them. I actually just yesterday, yesterday was Friday.
Did you get in trouble for feeding them?
No. No, God, no. Just yesterday, I did a little show and tell with my preschoolers, and I, like, pulled up on the big screen and showed them pictures and videos of our Mexico trip and all the animals, and I looked up what they were to, like, teach them. Okay, so the birds that they were a lot like crows, like, they're just flying around all out and about. They're called grackles, Mexican grackles. But they would come flying in, because in the big buffet area where we would always go and have breakfast, they had these huge doors that they would leave open a lot of the times when it was nice enough, because it was always nice enough. And these birds would just come flying in to the area, and so they'd just look over, and there would be a bird. But they literally would go and pick the sugar packets out of the little, like, containers on the table with the Splenda and the sugar. And so every day I would just be taking these videos and cracking up at these birds stealing sugar packets and flying back and ripping them open and eating the sugar. Just, like, having a fucking sugar crack party. Like, I loved it.
Especially,
and then
I love to spend my Tuesdays.
Right? Sugar crack party. But then in one of my videos, I'm like filming the bird, and then all of a sudden a waiter comes in and is like, ah! Like chases the bird. Because I'm like, oh, I'm sure they're so sick of it. Because can you imagine, like, you get everything all cleaned up? Well, they're automatic. So I think what was happening probably is like, something was stuck in the door or something, and they just stayed open. So what all the outside tables, there's covers over those sugar things so that the birds can't get them. But I just imagine, like, you clear all the tables off and you have it all clean, and then you look back there and there's literally just sugar everywhere. Fucking sugar packets everywhere. But I loved it. I just every day was cracking up at these fucking birds. And then there was also mourning doves and seagulls, which I threw a french fry to the seagulls, and that caused a huge flock to come. I had a funny video of that. And this is after me initially being like, I will not feed the animals. I will not do any of that.
And then your intrusive thoughts.
I couldn't help. I threw one french fry to the seagulls, and then I gave some mourning doves a few peanuts because I had peanuts in the pool bar, and these mourning doves came. So I have all these videos of these mourning doves like right next to me. I took a selfie with a mourning dove with a little peanut in its mouth. I got that. They like flew onto the table in the pool bar, and I fed it out of my hand, this little mourning dove. And you can hear Adam in the video in the background being like, stop it. Stop it.
Stop trying to teach these birds to come and take things out of people's hands. Like, but
look at it, it's my friend. It's my bird friend.
What? They're going to have a problem now. It's all because of you.
I know. It's terrible.
Why they have signs telling you not to. For that exact reason.
No, the sign said do not feed the coatis. So there are these animals called coatis, which I only saw one right when we got there. It was like, we got there late at night, at like 10 at night, and we were walking to our room, which is, it's an outdoor walk to our room, and they're looked over, because Adam's parents are like, oh, Justine, look, there's a creature, because they know I love animals, and I look over, and there's this thing. It looks like, it essentially looked like a big raccoon, but it had a really long tail, like a raccoon combined with like a lemur or a monkey or something. They have a long striped tail, and it was big, and I'm like, oh my god, look at that animal, and it's just walking along, and like, we had all our suitcases, I didn't have my phone, so I'm like, and then we saw a sign on the grass that said, do not feed the coatis, like, they are part of the wildlife, blah, 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 and I'm like, okay, they must be all over the place. I'm like, I'll film one tomorrow. I looked for those things the whole fucking trip, and then I did not see another one, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, I'm really not gonna see another one. And Adam's like, you watch, the moment we're leaving, you'll see one. And sure as shit, we went to breakfast, we were walking back to go get our suitcases out of the room, and there was a coatee just walking along. So I took a video of a coatee, and I'm like, oh my god, look at this animal.
That's so funny.
But every night when we were walking, I would just be looking everywhere, up and up, and then I'm like, oh, is that a coatee? And like, no, because I'm nearsighted and I didn't have my glasses. And I'm like, nope, there was this like one stump that was always there that I would walk past and think it was one every time. No, it wasn't. But then there were these other animals called agoutis, and they were like a rabbit combined with a rat. Because they look like a giant rat. They actually look like a capybara, but like a smaller version. Like, they look like a baby capybara.
I want a capybara so bad.
I've touched a capybara.
They're so cute.
They are cute. But these were like baby capybaras.
They're such nice animals, too.
Yeah, well, these little agoutis were sweet. They were all over the place. They were running around this place the same way that squirrels run around, and we see them fucking everywhere.
Yeah, but
and
squirrels are mean.
Well, but like, we see them everywhere, sure. And I like squirrels. I like looking at squirrels, like, whatever, but...
Did you know squirrels hiss?
Yes.
Apparently, they will respond to if you make cat meowing sounds, too.
What?
Yeah. So there must be something, some cat-like thing with them. I don't know. I don't know, man. Squirrels have their own world.
Is your cousin a squirrel?
Is your cousin a squirrel? Oh, but I loved the agoutis. Every morning I'd go out on our little back balcony area, and the grass would just be full of, like, six of them just wandering around. And then, of course, I threw some peanuts out, and then it would be, like, 10 of them. And then all these birds, the grackles, all over the place. And they're like,
yeah, I heard someone yell at you in the background about that. I think it was Adam.
I'm sure it was Adam. And then also I had one video where, because his parents' room was on the other side of ours, and she was out there. I heard his mom being like, why are there so many out here? And I'm like, because I fed them, Donna. And she's like, Justine, you're not supposed to feed the wildlife. And I like filmed her over the little divider. I'm like, ha ha. Like, sorry, I couldn't help myself. I also took a video of me trying to feed a grackle out of my hand with this like little peanut. He wouldn't take it out of my hand. I had to set it down, but he came very close to me. But so yeah, I did throw a few peanuts and one french fry. I know I shouldn't have done it Don't come for me,
but you have
everyone.
No records.
But I loved seeing all the animals. One thing, you should be very proud of me. So when one day we went walking, because we were in Playa del Carmen, that's where the resort was. And the resort was in essentially like almost like a gated community area, because you had to, it was huge. Like there was tons of resorts in this area, but to get in there, the person driving our shuttle had to, like, there was like a gated thing, and he had to show that we were going to this hotel and stuff to get in. So to get out, we like had to go like 10 minutes in this taxi to go to like the downtown center.
Yeah.
And we did that one night and like walked through, because they had tons of shops and stuff. And some of them, a lot of the shops were authentic, but then there was like an Apple store and like, yeah, there were some other like fancy stores down there too. Like, was there a Dolce & Gabbana or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was
I don't know if it was that it was, fancy, but there was yeah. There were some like pretty commercialized stores. But we walked down this whole area and it was really nice, and there was like street performers and stuff like that. But one of the things that I walked past was pet baby tigers. There was a whole store. Did you see my Snapchat of that?
Yes.
Because literally I saw the sign saying pet baby tigers, and I glanced in, and like 20 feet away from me, there they were, these baby tigers. And I'm like, oh my God. And Adam just like grabs my arm and is like, no, no, we're not going to support petting the baby tigers. And I'm like, I know, I know, I know. And we like walked past it, and then we had to walk back again past it a second time. And like, when you're walking down there, there's people standing outside of every single store trying to get you to come in. Being like, oh, are you hungry? Oh, you want this? Oh, you like that? Oh, you looked at that? Look at, come get it. Come get it. Come get it. So there's all these guys out there being like, yeah, come on. Oh, you look, yeah, they're so cute. Look at, come pet the tigers. And like, of course I want to pet the tigers. But as I learned from Tiger King, that is very bad. It's a very bad industry to have. Because the thing is, okay, you have these baby tigers. What happens when they get bigger?
Right.
Where, what do you do with them?
Right.
There's like no, right. There's no place for them to go.
Just,
so the vast majority of these baby tigers are obtained illegally, are held in terrible captivity, terrible conditions, and then they're euthanized. Like, so supporting it is really bad.
Right.
So I did not support, I did not pay to pet the baby tigers. And
I
took a Snapchat documenting
it. I applaud your strength. I don't know if I could.
Well, and I have, back when I was in college, me, my mom, and my sister were in Wisconsin Dells, and they had a feed a baby tiger photo opportunity. So I do actually have a picture of me bottle feeding a baby tiger.
Oh.
And it was amazing. And it was like the best moment of my whole life. And then when we watched Tiger King and they like showed, because that was essentially an expose on the big cat trade that I never knew about all that stuff. And when I finally saw it, I'm just like, God fucking damn it. Because now I know that baby tiger probably got killed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it. But still, oh my God. I just love animals, and I love baby animals, and I love baby animals so much. So it was really, really, that was like one of the biggest things I've ever done in my life, to walk past the petting those baby tigers. Aren't you proud of me?
Yes, I am, dear.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you, too.
For being proud
of me. So, you want to share with the class what you did for me, or are you...
Yes, that's on my list as well. So, when we were in Mexico, Justin watched the dogs for us, which was wonderful. Watched all the pets. I love Uncle Justin.
Which wasn't a problem at all. I literally just... still did my daily life. I was just in a Airbnb that I got to stay in for free. That's what I consider this. It's like a free Airbnb.
Well, good. I'm glad you think of it that way. But I asked him, I'm like, would you want me to bring you anything back from Mexico?
Because
we're
going
to go shopping and souvenirs. Yeah, and he goes, I want a man. And I'm like, you want a man? He's like, yes. And I'm like,
it was a joke.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I'll keep my eye out. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But then I decided, I'm like, you know what? No. We're here at this resort. There are the staff, because we were there for a week. And so the staff, like, they were very, because they have, you know, the staff that's actually doing all the, like, the cooking and the cleaning and all that stuff. But then they have their entertainment staff. They were called Ryu Fun, because we were at the Ryu R-I-U with an accent, hotel and resort. And they were the fun team. So we saw the same people every day. And they want you to know their names. They want to interact with you. They purposely come up to you and try to get you to talk and stuff. So I felt very comfortable going up and talking to them and asking. So I'm like, you know what? I started looking around and I'm like, these guys are fucking hot on this. Like, because they'd get up and we had a foam party one day. And they were dancing up in front of us, like all these guys. And I'm like, all right, Justin is going to like one of these guys. So I decided, all right, I'm going to ask around and I'm going to find a fucking man for Justin. So I asked around and I told Justin that I was going to do it. And I'm like, he's like, you can't just go up and ask people, like, if they like guys. And I'm like, yes, I can. I'm like, so I went up and I'd be like, are you single?
It reminds me of that one episode of, or like that one line from Mean Girls. And she's like,
you go, oh my God, you can't just ask people
why they're white.
Yeah, because you're from Africa, but why are you white? Oh my God, you can't just ask people why they're white. You can't just ask people if they're gay. And I'm
that's
like,
I literally said.
Yes, but I'm like, well, that's not what I'm saying. Because I would go up and I'd say like, hey, are you single?
Are you gay?
Yeah, are you gay? And I'd be like, are you single? Because I was there with my husband, and so I'd say, are you single? And they would say yes or no. And if they say yes, like the first guy I asked kind of the main guy, because he was really cute, and I asked him, I was like, hey, are you single? And he's like, yeah, I'm single. And I'm like, well, do you like guys or girls? I'm like, te gustas hombres o mujeres? And he's like, women, why? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I have a friend. I'm like, and he said he likes Mexican men. So I wanted to ask around for him. And he's like, no, I don't like women. He's like, but, and then he listed the guys at the resort who I should talk to.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, okay. So I asked the first guy that I found, that because he told me their name. So I'd asked around, like, okay, I'm looking for this guy and this guy. There was two guys. The first guy that I asked, he was taken. And I'm like, okay, he was really hot, though. He was teeny tiny, like tiny little guy, but he was really cute. The second guy, so I'm not going to say their names, so what should be his code name?
MB for Mexican boy.
MB, no, we're going to call him Mexican boy. Oh my God.
MB.
We'll call him Ryu. Ryu man. Okay. But he... they said he wasn't working, that for when I was texting you, they're like, he's not working this first day, but he'll be here tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. So
the whole staff knows this.
Yes! Yes! Because
that makes it even worse.
Why? I just said I have a friend and he likes Mexican men, because you do. Well, wait a second.
I like non-white people. Like, if you're not white, like, you're instantly hotter than me.
Well, there you go. Where is Jessica Wilde from? She's not from Mexico, is she?
Puerto Rico.
She's from Puerto Rico. Okay. Well, yes, he likes Latinos. He likes Latinos. Yes. We were in Mexico, though, so everybody was Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Shut up! I'm clarifying. So I was like, he likes Latinos. He likes Mexican guys. I'm like, so? And so I found our Ryu man. I saw his name tag when he walked past me. And I was like, because they had been telling me, oh, you gotta find Ryu. You gotta find him. And I was like, wait. And at this point, I was like, I'm the girl. I was speaking Spanish. I was very proud of using my Spanish skills when I was in Mexico. So I said, I'm like, you may have heard from your friends that I've been looking for you. I'm like, but I have a friend. His name's Justin. I'm like, and he likes Latino men. I'm like, so, and he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, can I show you his profile? And he's like, yeah, yeah. So I showed him your Instagram and he right away was like, oh, he's a beautiful man. Oh, okay. He's a beautiful man. And
can't
I'm like,
test, that is what he said.
Yes. Adam was there. He was standing right there. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, do you want to friend him? And he's like, yeah, okay. And so he got out his phone and he looked you up and he followed you. And then he proceeded to sign me and Adam up for the couples contest that they were having that night, which I thought was going to be a trivia contest. But no, it was a dirty dancing contest where Adam dropped me. The stage. Yes. And then I was sweating my ass sweating my ass off. And then it was a balloon popping contest where I had to run across the stage and pop balloons on Adam's body in sexual ways. And that's
were his parents there for that?
Yes, they filmed it.
So, it was great. I loved it.
It was hilarious. But he had said, like, oh, will you guys sign up for this? It's so easy. It's really easy. It's really easy. And so then right before we got off the stage, he was standing right there, Ryu. And I'm like, you told me this was going to be easy. And I'm like sweating. I'm like, that was not easy. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And like giving me a hug and stuff. But so he followed you. And then you texted me a while later and were like, oh my god, he liked all of my photos.
He did.
He liked everything.
I sent him a screenshot.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, so now that we're finally here recording, you have not told me what ended up happening with that. Because all I heard was you texted me later, a few days later, being like, I don't know about this guy.
Well, there is an update.
Okay.
We're engaged.
No, you're engaged. Jesus Christ.
We're on 90 Day Fiancé.
The dream's coming true. Because, yes, I'm like, he could be on 90 Day Fiancé. It would be amazing.
Green card marriage.
I swear to God, if I actually found a love connection by doing this, I'm going to just shit my pants.
Just, like, quit your job and do this full time.
Yeah, that's my next career.
Justine, matchmaker.
LLC. I don't know if that's a...
But, I mean, you asked for a man, and did I deliver?
You fucking delivered.
I fucking delivered.
Yeah, I did not expect that.
I delivered you a man, and he was
like, I'm just
tall,
like,
really cute, he was seemed really nice, but that's as far as I knew about him.
And
so,
his pictures on Instagram are scandalous.
Yeah, so the rest was up to you to decide.
Well, we haven't talked in weeks.
Oh, well, okay, so he liked all your stuff, and then
we
he messaged
talked for
you?
A couple. We talked for a little bit.
Okay.
But then he just stopped answering me. So I was like, okay.
Aww.
But he, every once in a while, he will like my story on Instagram.
Okay. Well, so but that's all that happened, though? It wasn't like a... Well, how come you said, I don't know about this guy when you texted me?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? You made it seem like he had done something really weird or like...
I don't remember.
That it was freaky or something because you were like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh no. Do we need to talk about it on the podcast? You're like, yeah.
I don't remember.
Well.
Because we should have talked about this week.
Okay, well, so then it just petered off. But yeah. Okay, so that turned out even better than I thought. I figured, oh no, he said something fucking weird, and now Justin's gonna be like, why would you think I'd like this guy? And I'd be like, I didn't actually know him. He just looked cute.
I would go back and try to find that conversation, but that was weeks ago, so
oh
it's,
my God.
It's long.
Well, you should message him again.
Should I message
see if
him
he
right
wants-
now?
Yes! Oh my God. Message him. Be like, we're talking about you right now.
This is our new podcast.
Sponsor us.
Oh my God. But yeah, I decided I was going to bring you back a man, and I sure did. I couldn't fully bring him back with me, but I connected you. So I did my part.
We did the best we could do with the resources at our disposal.
Yes, we did. But oh my God, that couples game was crazy. We had to do...
So the
dancing part was... It was... They played the Dirty Dancing song.
Oh,
the,
so he said hello, and I said hey, and he hasn't even looked at it. It's been January 28th.
That's all?
Yeah. And he hasn't even looked at me yet.
He hasn't even looked at it?
Yeah. He's still following me.
Okay.
Should I say hello back?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
No. Send him a dick pic. I don't know. Do something fun. This could be a fun update that we talk about. Ryu,
he's
man.
He's active today.
Well, I'm sure
Mike,
he was.
Have you seen his Instagram?
No. Oh my! Oh, show Adam.
All right.
He is scandalous.
Scandalous. Yeah, he just showed me a picture where he was basically naked. Well, okay, so I found a good guy.
Wait.
For you, then.
Oh, I thought that was Taylor Swift. Okay, we're fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But, yeah. Okay. He's not afraid to show it off.
No, he's really not.
I like that.
Does he do drag?
I don't know. We didn't have conversations with him so much.
I wanted to know if this is him.
Oh. Oh, let's see. I... I think that's him. I'd have to read, because it's all in Spanish. I have to translate this. Well, I'll have to look at it again later.
Oh, see translation. Here we go.
Oh,
there first, you go. I want to thank all of you for having enjoyed our past. And fortunately, I love you so much. I love you so much, my partner in adventures, craziness, misfortunes, many, many. Sister, congratulations, sister. Oh, okay. Must be like
a friend.
A friend.
Or a sister, or partner, maybe even. Yeah. Okay, well, all right.
Never mind then.
I succeed. You're going to message him, and we're gonna keep this going. But after we did the balloon game and the dance thing, which, yeah, the dance thing was, like, Dirty Dancing. It was Time of Your Life, that song. And we had to do all these different moves where Adam had to pick me up, and it was crazy. But I did actually, in doing that, get to see their backstage behind their theater area, which I was very interested in. So that was kind of fun to be able to see their backstage. But I also sang karaoke. Did you see my karaoke videos?
I don't think so.
I sang Before He Cheats. Nice. And it was fun because, like, they had it on the words on the huge screen, and then they had the entertainment girls, like, behind everybody being, like, backup dance, like, hype girls, basically, trying to get the crowd. Because the first guy that sang, oh my god, he was terrible. And so,
well, it's karaoke, so.
Yes, fine. But, like, a couple people that got up there were, like, they could have been professionals, for all I know. They were singing in Spanish, but they were excellent. Like, they were really good. But some people that were not that great. But the very first guy. So when I got off the stage from that couples contest, I was sweating, like, just completely drenched and out of breath, because I had just run back and forth and back and forth and back and forth doing this fucking balloon popping thing. And then I had signed up for the karaoke, like, the night before, because I really wanted to do it. So then they're like, okay, and now we're gonna start our karaoke show. Oh, and first up is Justine from Minnesota. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, I need some water. I'm like, necesito agua. I'm like, can I wait for a minute here? Like, can you give me a minute? They're like, oh, okay, we'll let some people go. So then that first guy went, and he was so bad. I'm like, oh, well, I can go after him. But we had to wait a little bit.
You just want to scope out your competition.
Right. But I did, waited a little bit, and then I did. But it was really fun. I had so much fun doing that. So, and I also, ooh, another highlight. So in the pool bar area, it was fun because it was like a swim up bar and there were seats and stuff around it, but they every once in a while, like during the afternoons, would have like mini like party sessions. They're like, happy hour, and so then all the bartenders would get up on the bar and like dance and take their shirts off. And one of them, they lined, because it was like a fully enclosed bar, so it was like U-shaped, or a squared off U-shaped bar. They lined up, how many shot glasses do you think that was? Like 100?
Probably.
Like 100 shot glasses all lined up all along this bar, and then they put more on top of them, and they were all different colors, and then they did like dominoes. They hit one, and then it was like ding 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 ding, and they all like went in even around the corners and like poured into the shots for everybody, and it was really fun. But then they were letting people get up and dance on the bar, and so I'm like, yeah, I want to get up and dance on the bar, because I've never done that before. So I went behind the bar, climbed up on there, and then got to dance in my swimsuit, and then they sprayed me with champagne.
This is
the guy
of a porno.
I know! And I'm like, oh my god, I've never been sprayed with champagne before either. And so it's like, woo!
That's so cool.
It was really fun. And then later that day, the girls were going around giving shots out of the bottle, so I had one of the girls come up to me and give me a shot. Yep. Give me a shot out of the bottle. I'm like, woo! And my sister messaged me, she's like, how much did that cost? I'm like, nothing. It's included, because it's all inclusive. So it was fun. It was overall very fun experience. That's Justine did Mexico, and it was great. And I got tan without
you
even really trying.
You guys are so tan.
That's when I showed the kids my pictures from Mexico. There was an older boy that was in our class, and he asked me, "Are you Mexican?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not Mexican." I'm like, "Do I look Mexican?" He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, I'm like, I don't really think I do. But then the teacher in the class also asked if Adam was native. And I'm like, no, he's very white. She's like, well, are you sure? I think you better do some genetic testing. I'm like, no, he's literally done the genetic testing. And he's very white. He's like, German and like
German, English, Irish.
I think it's just because he has such dark hair and it's longish. Because it's long.
Probably with that tan he had.
Yes, so he gets very tan. But that was.
You can't get any whiter than that in Irish and English.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I hear? Foam party. Okay, briefly mentioned the foam party. Yeah. We almost died in this foam party. So this is the first time I've ever gotten to have a foam party. I've never done that before. It was in the pool. So it was basically a lot of the foam was congregated in the front part of the pool. So you kind of had to because there was lots of people in there. You kind of had to push your way up to get to it. So when we were in the back part of the foam party, it was fine. It would just float to you a little bit and it was fun. But we were like, we really want to get in the foam. So we went up there and then they turned on a fan. And the foam just went whoosh, and it just covered our faces. And so I couldn't breathe. And so Adam was right there, and it was I was scrambling, I was pushing Adam down to try to get up and out in the air so I could breathe. And I was just inhaling the foam, and Adam was too. And so then I'm like, well, here, I'll dunk my head. That'll get the foam off of me. And so I dunked, but then I came back up, and it was still just foam. And so I, couldn't breathe. And so I'm like, we just, got out of there. Because it was, literally, we could not
breathe. First time at a foam party might be the last.
We almost died.
Well, the Daddy's has a foam party every month.
Well, I would go to that, but I would say bring.
It's full of straight men.
But really?
Mm-hmm.
That's dumb.
And then they're always shirtless because their shirts are wet from the foam, and they're like, "Look at me, I'm a straight man shirtless at a gay bar." First of all, gay nannies isn't a fucking gay bar, you fucking twat. Sorry.
Yeah, gee, gays only in the name. We also went to a neon party. That was fun. You saw the pictures of our neon party. Yes, we got neon face paint, and it was just all black lights, and it was in this huge, at their Ryu Tequila location, so it was down the road, but it was all set up for parties, and those dancers up there were sweating their balls off, because it was so hot with us just being in the crowd, and they were up there dancing as hard as they fucking could, but it was really fun. It was super fun. Okay, I wrote down here because we're almost out of time. But the last thing that I wanted to talk about was parasailing, because we went parasailing and that was amazing. Did you see the video of that? I don't know if I sent it as a Snapchat, because that was an actual video. So we had to take a jet ski. So me and Adam got on a jet ski with this dude. I thought I was going to fly off this jet ski. I've been on jet skis before, but on a lake. I've never been on a jet ski on the ocean.
Yeah.
And those waves coming in were oh my God. Every time we hit one, it was we were suspended in the air. And I thought I was going to fly off this thing. Adam loved it. It was great.
It was great.
But then we took the jet ski out to a boat, and then on the boat is where they had the parasailing. So that's, they hook you, you sit down and they hook you up in all these harnesses, and then there's a parachute behind you, and they drive the boat, and the parachute fills, and you go up in the air. It's attached to the boat with a string. But so we're floating up in the air with this parachute, just chilling up there, the both of us, and it was so cool. It was I thought I was gonna be more scared than I was, even, because then they do dip you down at one point, and they dip you and have your feet touch the water, and then before they reel you back into the boat. But even that wasn't
scary.
And when you get up there, you're literally, it's the calmest thing, because you're just suspended up there, and it's the wind is in the parachute, not really on you, and so you're just chilling. It feels like you're literally, I mean, you are just floating, but it feels really like you're just floating.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And Adam's parents did it too.
That's cool.
So
it was a good time.
Yeah. It was a really great experience. Although I got sick on the boat because the sea was very choppy that day, and I had not taken Dramamine because I wasn't expecting that we were going to be on this boat for a half an hour, but it was really, really cool. So
I didn't know you get seasick.
I get motion sick if it's too much. I went on a cruise one time a few years ago, and I had to take Dramamine every single day, multiple times a day. Even though, because that's you don't even realize you're moving, but you are. And so my body was I know you're moving. It's you're going to be really sick. And I couldn't figure out why I was so sick. And then it's here, maybe try taking Dramamine, and then I was better. I'm like, okay. So, yep, I get motion sick. But overall, wonderful trip. I'd recommend it to anyone. Thank you to Don and Donna, Adam's parents. Sponsor us. They basically do sponsor my life, so.
And that's a motherfucking vacation.
Yes. I love it. We're just gonna end it there. We love you guys. Bye.